We have more tickets for you to go to Disneyland for Halloween time. That's coming up on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon on our show today. We've got an animal news update on the In-N-Out Python. And no, that's not code. What's up with Florida? He said make a distraction. You don't have to quite go that far. People are dumb. A guy used somebody else's house to throw a party. We have the 420 catch of the day, and it's hockey season again, and we have tickets for the LA Kings in the 5 o'clock hour, plus Halloween time at Disney. That python at the In-N-Out in Monrovia has been located, and the family is back in control. Animal news is coming up next on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. In animal news, we told you yesterday about a python that was found at an In-N-Out.
The python found at an In-N-Out in Monrovia has been reunited with her owner.
Talked about this yesterday. This is a python that was in the drive-thru of an In-N-Out in Monrovia, and an employee picked it up, put it in their car, and took it to the Humane Society.
Yeah, it's a she. Now, after we aired the story, the Pasadena Humane Society says the snake's family recognized her on TV.
It's like a 5-foot python that has very unique coloring.
They say the snake named Henny.
Henny has to be a nickname, right? For Hennessy or Henry? Henny? I don't get it.
Escaped from their San Bernardino home in August.
That snake escaped in August, which was more than a month ago.
They told the nonprofit they have no clue how she got from there to Monrovia.
I looked it up. That's 44 miles the snake covered in over a month.
An In-N-Out worker found Henny at the drive-thru on Monday and brought her to the Pasadena Humane Society.
I hope they fed Henny at the In-N-Out before they took her to the Humane Society.
The family came forward today and were sure they're going to keep a double-double close watch on her.
Come on, man. A double-double close watch. And you got to pause before double-double to make sure people get that very deep pun? Not even an animal-style pun? Come on, man. Be better. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. You're caller 20.
Oh, my God.
You got a 4-pack, 1-day, 1-park ticket to either Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park.
Oh, my goodness. My girls are going to be thrilled.
I'm so happy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bat salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
So this story out of Florida is from some thieves in Mulberry, Florida. They went to a Family Dollar store with a solid plan. They fill up a cart and he takes it out the front door while she distracts people.
Once inside, they quickly began filling up a cart full of items. However, they weren't intending on buying anything. Instead, the female suspect walked to an area of the store where she would be seen by customers and employees.
All right, so everyone in the store can see her from where she is.
That's when she proceeded to make quite the spectacle of herself.
All right, what do you think? How did she distract everybody in the store so that her accomplice could get the shopping cart out of the store unnoticed? What'd she do? She flashed everybody, right? That gets my attention. I stopped paying attention to all else. She got naked, right? No, she made a different choice. She is from Florida. She dropped a deuce on the floor.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
She pooped on the floor.
No.
That happened.
No. Hell no. No.
It happened.
No. I refuse. No.
Poop.
No.
If you recognize Mr. Clean or Miss Dookie, please contact Detective Hannon.
Police are questioning Green Day now. We want to send you to Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Keep listening for your chance to win. Another chance coming up this afternoon. Pretty spectacular. People are dumb. It's coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This People Are Dumb story comes to us from North Carolina. A man accused of organizing a large illegal house party at a mansion last Saturday night
is disputing the charges. He says it's not true. Michael Brown, a 37-year-old landscaper, put out the word that he was having a huge party. You have to pay an entrance at the door, but we're going to have booze and we're going to have a party all night long. The party at some point did spill out into the front yard, and the neighbors called the cops because of the noise and the cars that were parked in the streets out in front of the house. Turns out the house where he was having the party was not his.
According to the Union County Sheriff's Office, Brown used his previous access as the family's landscaper to enter the mansion while the homeowners were away on vacation.
He was their landscaper, and he said, "Come on, everybody, we're having a party."
And then invited hundreds of people to party. Deputies say Brown advertised the event through social media and told guests to bring cash. It's estimated that between 300 and 400 teenagers and young adults showed up. Witnesses say the home was packed wall to wall with loud music, property damage, and signs of underage drinking.
Even if you have 300 to 400 of your friends, stuff gets broken.
At first, Brown allegedly claimed that the home belonged to him. Then, when that didn't fly, he said it was his grandparents' place. It was only after what officials called several more, quote, epic failures at telling the truth, that Brown finally admitted that he was the lawn guy and had no connection to the homeowners whatsoever.
He still maintains that he did nothing wrong.
Brown now faces a long list of charges, including breaking and entering, second-degree trespassing, obtaining property under false pretenses, injury to real property, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
But this is my favorite part. Not only does he claim he did nothing wrong, he can't wait for the owners to get home.
I didn't sell any alcohol. I wasn't down.
Because they're saying there was underage drinking.
Nope. No underage drinking. Nope. I bought my drinks.
He also remains confident that he hasn't lost a client.
I'm just waiting for them to come home just so I could continue to build my relationship and we can move forward.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
All right, I've got a story about a 13-year-old casually gambling in a casino.
Excellent.
So that is coming up on Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
Well, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder, and we have the 420 catch of the day coming up next. Megan Holliday is here now for a look at Three Things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
A woman in the UK ordered an iPhone from Amazon, and when she opened the box, she was shocked to find out what was inside. Here is the story.
A mum who thought she was unboxing her dream iPhone was left horrified when she claimed she found a box of poo inside instead. Rebecca splashed out £1,399 on an iPhone 16 from Amazon. But when she opened the delivery, she says she discovered a foul-looking mix resembling mud, sand, and even feces. The shocking package left pregnant Rebecca in tears and immediately contacted Amazon by phone and live chat, but claimed she was told she'd need to file a police report before they could take action. The retail giant allegedly suggested the order may have come from a third-party seller, despite Rebecca insisting she had purchased directly from the Apple Store page on Amazon. Rebecca says she's never had problems with Amazon before, but the bizarre delivery has left her shaken and out of pocket. Thankfully, the popular shopping platform has since confirmed it will refund the mum in full.
Oh my God.
I know you just ordered a new iPhone, so just, you know, be on the lookout. Be ready. Wear a mask. Number two, Valley Forge Casino in Pennsylvania were hit with a $30,000 fine after regulators discovered a 13-year-old boy was gambling for several hours. The boy entered the gaming floor with his father by using his dad's ID. A security officer tried to scan the ID, but it wouldn't, so he handed it to another security officer who was able to scan the license, and then he gave it back to the father, thinking that that was who handed the license over to begin with. So the boy and his father were then allowed on the floor. The 13-year-old was with his dad the majority of the time, inserting funds into slot machines, gaming, cashing vouchers. He was given $600 from his dad to play with.
Wow.
But the total amount that he used to play with was $1,640, because obviously he wants some money.
Right.
A cocktail server even gave the boy a soda and a beer. The boy and his father tried to enter the gaming floor the next day, but they were turned away. This prompted security to review surveillance, seeing the boy gambling the day before. Pennsylvania State Police were notified and cited the father for aiding and abetting, and he eventually entered a guilty plea. He's just getting his son ready.
Right?
You know what I mean? Come on. Win some money, kid.
Practice.
Yeah. Number three, Nirvana have officially won the lawsuit over the iconic Nevermind album cover. Spencer Alden sued the band for child pornography after he appeared as the naked baby.
Oh.
This week, a judge ruled the photo was plainly insufficient to support a finding of child pornography and compared it to a family photo of a nude child bathing. This is the second time that the case has been dismissed. Nirvana's lawyers say that they were delighted that the court has ended this meritless case and freed our creative clients of the stigma of false allegations. How long do you think that guy bragged to his friends about being on the album cover, and now he's clearly just trying to squeeze money out of the band? Yep, I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
John.
John, you're caller 20.
Yes, awesome.
You get to see Turnstile on Saturday.
Cool, awesome. Date night with me and my wife.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are celebrating Turnstile playing this Saturday at Exposition Park with a song called Birds. This was released in April from their new album, Never Enough. It is Turnstile. The song is Birds. And it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock. That's Birds from Turnstile celebrating their big show at the Exposition Park Saturday. And if you'd like to go, we'll take caller 20 right this second at 800-520-1067. We'll give you a pair of tickets for Saturday's show from K-Rock. We are going to ask you to tell on yourselves when you were younger in just a few minutes.
And the most entertaining phone call we're going to send you to see the Kings take on the Penguins on October 16th.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We were talking earlier today about this Florida couple who went on a shopping spree at the Family Dollar store. And the guy filled up the cart, and then the girl caused a distraction. And while she was doing that, he walked out with the cart full of stuff.
Nice. Smart.
You know, you would think that she flashed people or got naked or some other way of making a
like pretended to slip on a grape, something like that.
Anything like that. Yes. Instead, she pooped on the floor. But that's not that's not the important thing.
Woo!
The important thing is that there was a distraction and then there was a robbery.
Right.
And I did this when I was a kid.
Oh,
I had a little smoke bomb, and I was so nervous. I forget how old I was. I was maybe eighth grade.
Okay-ish.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I had a smoke bomb, and I thought, if I roll the smoke bomb in and time it just right, I can just go in and make a quick right and take, I don't even remember what it was, a pack of gun, like something that wasn't worth it.
Right.
But it was the height.
Yes.
That was the important part.
The thrill.
The thrill, yes. Yeah. So I lit it and rolled it and went in and it started causing smoke. And I got out and I walked home and I was like, yes.
That is genius.
That's some Ocean Eleven's ass.
It is. It
no,
is.
It's not really.
And I told you that I saw this video of a jewelry store getting broken into, and they used the same method, the Kevin Ryder method. So
I don't want to call it that. I don't want to officially label it that.
All of this fog, that this huge fog machine that they got, and it filled
the thieves did?
No. The store. This was their security.
The owner.
Yeah,
oh.
This was their security system. So it filled the whole store with so much dense fog that
the thieves couldn't see,
so they left.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you were really ahead of the game.
I was ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So we've done this before, but we're going to ask you to tell on yourselves. You were a little thief when you were a kid.
Yes.
You stole stuff when you were a kid. You're not proud necessarily now?
Yeah.
Although that was a pretty good one.
That was really good.
But you're not proud necessarily now, but we will take your calls and your texts at 800-520-1067. And the most entertaining gets...
We got your tickets to see the Kings take on the Penguins on October 16th.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You were a thief as a kid?
Oh, my gosh. The freaking most amazing heist we had as little kids. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Back in the day, we had newspaper racks, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And so... during the day, it was like a quarter, and then Monday through Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, it was like a buck. But how the newspaper rack worked is we found out as little kids, you put money in, and then when the little door lifts up, you could see where the money falls down into the bank at the bottom. So we would take our sandwich bags, little Ziplocs, and like tuck it down into there, and then just wait for a bunch of people to buy papers, and then shove a quarter in, and pull the Ziploc out, and we had... 5, 6, 8 bucks at a time.
We are talking about you as a thief as a kid. 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see the Kings versus Penguins on October 16th.
New music from 21 Pilots on the world famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday in the afternoon. And we are talking about you being a thief when you were a kid.
We got a good one from the 562. When I was 16, I was a cashier at a Chevron. My boss was a very mean man. And one day after playing Splinter Cell video game and seeing how to pick locks, I picked my boss's drawer at work. I managed to open it and took his prized possession and sold it to gold guys at the mall. It was gold chains. I used the money to pay for books for college. Sorry, not sorry. He was a bad man. He, to this day, thinks it was his side piece that stole it from him.
Oh my God, that's so funny that he thinks he knows who it was.
Oh my God.
So we're taking your calls, 800-520-1067, and we are giving you some tickets for the most entertaining call.
Yeah, we're going to send you to see the Kings versus Penguins on October 16th.
All right, you were a thief when you were a kid?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You were a thief as a kid?
I was, actually. Back when I was a runaway, I was maybe 14, 15 years old. And what I did was I had a big bomber jacket. I would put a 2-liter soda in each sleeve, barbecue sauce in the pockets, meat in the waistband, front and back. I mean, probably a couple hundred dollars worth of groceries. And then what I would do was I would go get a big old thing of chicken drumsticks, walk over and put it in the fish section and walk out. Well, one time I got caught, the store manager comes over, like, I know you're stealing food. I'm like, I got scared and put it back.
Oh.
I took him over to the fish section, showed him where I had put the chicken. I'm like, I won't do it ever again. He let me walk. Me and a buddy of mine went to the park and barbecued. I was scared, of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you created a diversion.
Wow, look at you.
Yes, ma'am.
K-Rock, hello.
Kevin,
yep.
I have to say welcome back. I'm glad you're home.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I wasn't a thief. I broke into places. I was, you know, grew up in the 70s. We were all latchkey kids. We're basically feral.
It's true.
I would forget my key at home, and I would have to get back into the house somehow. So I learned how to break into houses. And then I taught my friends how to break into their houses.
I like that you covered yourself with you learned to break into your own house first.
Exactly. It's like, no, it's my house, really.
But did you break into houses that weren't yours?
Yes, I taught my friends who forgot their keys how to break into their houses.
Right, but let's drop the forgot their key part.
Right.
Exactly.
All right,
good. I taught my friends how to break into their houses. Okay.
But you never took anything from anywhere.
No, I didn't take anything.
You're a liar. You're a liar and you're a liar.
Okay, maybe, you know, raided the refrigerator
yes,
a little bit.
I knew it.
There you go.
Made a turkey sandwich.
Oh, come on. Popsicles.
Hey, Rocky, you were a thief as a kid?
Yeah, so I was probably about 11 or 12 years old, went into a convenience store around the corner from my middle school, and I stole a pack of condoms.
Ooh! Were you planning on using them?
I did not know what I was going to do with them. I just thought I wanted to steal something that was easy and small that I could put into my pocket. And I wound up getting caught and arrested. And I did get released. I did not get charged. It did not go on my record.
You were arrested as an 11-year-old stealing condoms?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of a stud move. It is that time of year.
Halloweeny time.
Love it so much.
Disneyland, you're going to have your next chance to win tickets coming up at 6 on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we are talking about you being a thief as a child. You were?
I sure was, man. I used to go to a comic book store and grab magic cards that were like 50 cents a piece. And right now, they resell for like $1,000 to $1,500
a piece. But wait, did you didn't know that then?
No, no, not then. But I would go in and just take cards out of binders. And then my buddies and I would hop over to Ralph's. And we would further our tomfoolery by grabbing vodka bottles and swapping the water bottles out. So we'd come home with bottles of vodka and magic cards and go play games. And now, you know, 20 years later, they're probably like my best investment.
Yeah, you could. Do you still have any? Do you?
Oh, I got all of them.
Oh, my God.
Do you really?
Like probably over 100K in magic cards at this point.
And your address is?
I have no idea.
K-Rock, hello. You were a thief as a kid?
I was.
Let's hear it.
I was in middle school and I was working at a market. And at the end of the day, I would stock the freezer. I would have to take the cardboard boxes out to the trash. I'll put a case of beer in between the cardboard boxes and take it out to the trash and put the case of beer off to the side and get it after work.
Yes.
Wow. Woo! K-Rock, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi there. You were a childhood thief?
Yes. I got caught stealing marshmallows in kindergarten from the teacher's cabinet. They were the bingo prizes.
What did you say when you got caught?
I told her I was hungry.
That's a great excuse.
But what did she say? Did she bust you?
Yeah, she dragged me to the office by my ear. Called my mom and made my mom come get me.
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
Just for stealing marshmallows.
I had a whole mouthful of them when she walked in. They were practically falling out of my cheek.
Maybe the only female to call?
Yep.
On this topic?
Yep, because it's like you always say, dudes are kind of dumb.
I think I need to root because of the cleverness mm-hmm. of the chicken in the fish aisle guy.
Yeah, he created the distraction.
Yes.
Yeah, and was able to shoplift a bunch of food.
What was his name?
His name is Chad.
Chad, congratulations.
Oh, right on. What's up, guys?
You got tickets to see the Kings play the Pittsburgh Penguins on October 16th.
Oh, that is awesome. I literally just texted my buddy who's living in Vegas. And I'm like, bud, hey, remember that barbecue we used to do? He's like, yeah, which one? We used to do it all the time. I'm like, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that guy called us, by the way.
He called.
He called to say, hey, you know my friend that just called and said that he stole stuff from the chicken aisle and put meat in his pants?
And he said he did it all the time. He did it all the time.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, this is so awesome.
You're going to the Kings game.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, man. Thank you. It's Kevin Ryder. I am out of here. Megan Holliday has you now.
And I've got your 4-pack of Disneyland tickets so you can go celebrate Halloween time. And that is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.